Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello, everyone.
And before we get started, Tracy, you want to make your, you, I love
well,
your
what? Spiel. Make myself do what?
No, the spiel you do to make sure everybody knows where we are and where to come and how to find us and make sure they talk to us and all that stuff.
Okay. So my spiel is, hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. If you are watching this live, we are over on BBS Radio TV, and that is on Facebook. So come over to Facebook, BBS Radio TV. We are on video live. If you are watching this in any other place or format, we're probably not live.
We're not live.
You will find the live show on Friday nights. And we go live at 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And I think that's my spiel. So come on over to the chat room. Let me shout out some names. We already got some people over there. We got Tracy and Cindy and Margaret and Amy and Danielle and Susie. And everyone's saying hi. So Yay. Come on over and join us. It's starting to build up now. And there's Judy. We haven't seen Judy for a couple of weeks because she's been busy with sessions. So, and there's Mindy. All right, you guys keep coming in, saying hi. Let us know where you're from. We got Dallas. We got, Australia, Texas, Southwest Missouri, Dallas, Alberta Beach, Canada. And then it bounced again. I love that when that happens and I lose my place. Okay. What's the Dub Nation? Is that Dublin? Maybe. Okay. South Dakota. All right. Everybody's coming in. Hi, Brandy. Okay. So, and TAC. I didn't see TAC in there yet. Perfect. All right. Now I'll hand it back over to you.
Yeah. Fantastic. Doesn't she do a great job at that? See, there's no way I can even come close to that spiel. There's just no, no topping Tracy.
All right.
You know, we have been long awaiting. We at each of our quarters, mm-hmm. our solstices or whatever. Yeah, there's yeah. I know. Okay, and this is my ignorance. Two of them are equinoxes. Is that correct? And then we have solstices. Okay. Well, I got corrected because I said something was an equinox when it was the solstice, and boy, I got corrected. So I'm trying to remember that.
I would have done the same. So,
and it was in the public format. So it's like I try to get that right. So it's like I didn't really. I think I had them all mushed together and wasn't even thinking at their differences, but there are differences, major differences. So it's like okay. That's important. Anyway, so we always love to have Tamara come back and tell us kind of where we are in the scope of astrologically, you know, what's going on and then where we're headed and things like that. Because this is really cool information. She's been giving us lots of
I posted on social media today that Tamara was joining us in the show tonight, and I was getting so much fun feedback from people going, oh, I love it when she comes on. So you may just have to just be kind of a regular, and that's just going to be what it is.
I thought you already were.
Yeah. That's not going away, in other words.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The love is real. The love is real, Tamara. And it's deep.
Thank you.
Even in Venus in retrograde, the love goes deep.
Yes.
So anyway, without further ado, let's bring on Tamara McGilvery. See, and I was practicing it. God, McGilvery. Close
McGilvery.
No, it's close.
Yeah.
It's very close.
Yeah.
But this,
it's a good old,
out of my head.
It's a good old Scottish name.
Anyway, but so excited you're here, Tamara. Thank you. Yeah. let's find out where we are. I mean, yeah. Because this is going back. You remember, you know, we started this. Was that just this year?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Was it just this year? Did we just start? Well, I think I've done the odd one and then we started doing them regular. I think that's what happened. So I was kind of like sporadically coming on talking about it and then.
Yes.
You know, then we started, well, let's maybe do this on a regular basis so that we can sort of map our year out and see what's coming up and how we can take advantage of the energy that we have available to us.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was thinking it's been longer than just this year, but I am so messed up on time anymore. I mean, time has no relevancy. No, I can't. It's, it has nothing palpable to me anymore. So,
yeah. Have you guys noticed that we'll have a Sunday and then next thing you know, it's Sunday again? And it's just like, where did the week go? That it's always seems like I open my eyes and it's Sunday, but at least I take Sunday off. So that's a good thing.
There you go. I like that. Yeah. I like that. Every day it's like Groundhog it's Day. Sunday. Groundhog Day on Sunday.
Is it Sunday? Yeah.
But isn't that one of the things that you say happens in one of the cycles or something? It's like Groundhog Day all the time or?
Oh.
I remember you talking about
that reference. I probably did, yes, because I don't know. I'm sure it showed up there somewhere and I saw it and said it. You know, really, astrology is cycles, you know, just like, you know, everything that's been going on for the last 2 years, these are cycles that have repeated. Some cycles are really long cycles, you know, they're hundreds of years long, and other cycles are monthly, like the moon moving around the, you know, the entire zodiac every month. And then of course the solar return, which is the sun, you know, moving back to its place for each individual, you know, it is the sun is an individual signature. So that happens once a year. So some of them are really long cycles. Some of them are really short cycles, but it's all cycles. And I think that's my biggest message to everyone, because there's such fear related to astrology too. Like you know, you hear a lot of fear, oh, you know, this is coming up and that's coming up. And it is, you know, those things are happening, but they're cycles. So I didn't mean to interrupt,
but I think that's important to, there's that, but then there's also knowing, I think it's important to know that like everything that's been going on, it's a cycle. I mean, so that means that it has to run through some kind of a course. It has to do something. And so it means it's not going to be here forever. It's
exactly
a moving thing.
And that's the biggest point, is that it's only a moment. Like it's not forever. Even, you know, even the big cycles that we have in our own charts, you know, I don't know if you've heard of like the Saturn return that happens once every 30 years, or your midlife crisis at 40, you know, there's these astrological cycles that happen. You know, Saturn comes around the chart every 30 years, give or take, you know, 29 point some odd years. So you have, you know, hopefully three of those that happen in a lifetime. That would be, you know, sweet. Someday maybe we'll have four, you know, someday we might have more as we, you know, live longer and longer. But it's a cycle. So when you have that cycle happen, you want to take note. And that's actually something we're going to talk a little bit about today, is kind of taking note. So how did you feel during this cycle? How, you know, what did you experience personally? Because when the cycle comes back around again, you know, you don't want to be going in a circle. You want to be going in a spiral, right? You want to be moving up the ladder, not down the ladder, and not around and around and around, right?
You're growing, learning from these things, and you're growing and moving onward and upward.
And journaling is so important for us when we're going through major cycles that are, you know, hitting our charts personally, so that we do that. We note, well, this is how I felt. This is how I reacted. This is what I wished I had done, or this is what I did. This is what I experienced. And then you take that into your next cycle, and hopefully you do even better the next time. You know, that's the whole point. And,
I,
you know, with
I
the
do moon, this a lot moon, when I'm doing the cycles. Oh, please let me do better.
Please let me do better.
Please let me do better.
Yeah. Well, it's all skilled and unskilled energy. You know, there is no bad chart. And we can say that there's difficult signatures, there's difficult things that we're dealing with, but they're not bad. You know, they're not out to get us.
you know, they're here to teach us something, you know, so that we can become better human beings. Really, that's what,
yeah,
that's what drew me to astrology. I was talking to somebody the other day, and you know, that was the thing that drew me to astrology, was because it was this language, this symbology that I could use to understand myself, to hopefully be a better human being. That's kind of the deal, right? We want to be better human beings tomorrow, today, you know, better than I was yesterday, because I have all that, you know, information, and I can bring it into this moment and hopefully deal on a more skilled level. And memory, you know, that's something, I think we've talked about memory quite a bit in, you know, I forget. Yeah.
You guys were teasing me.
That's what I want you to do.
You were teasing me before the show, but I'm thinking Julia's the one that
I've been, you know. I've been learning from Tracy.
Ah, yes. Yes. But you know, memory is something that you have, but you don't want it to run the show. You know, yeah. You don't want to be caught up in some past memory that isn't allowing you to be fully engaged right now. So, you know, that's the deal with living in the now, living in the moment. You're not living in the past. You have a past. We all have a past, mm-hmm. But it's not, you know, holding you confined. Yeah. It's just an experience, and you're going to have many, many more experiences. And hopefully those experiences are going to make you better human beings. That's the
goal. I'm going to quote you on that. I just had to write it down. Memory is something you have, but you don't want it to run the show. You're going to find that on social media everywhere in a little bit.
Great. I love that. Yeah, because it's the truth. It is, you know, that is the truth. Mm-hmm. Don't let it run the show, you know.
It's so powerful. Just that little statement. So powerful.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I love it. So,
fantastic. So some of the things that we're going to look at tonight or talk about tonight is, right. You just hit the nail on the head there, or the head of the nail, whatever that statement is,
on that one again. Is that it?
Don't quote me on that one. on the winter solstice, on the winter, solstice. You know, the short day of the year, we look at these different quarters of the year, as a snapshot, you know, as we move into the next. And the year end is kind of a weird thing, because, you know, you have lots of people, do a lot of journaling and looking at their year, October 31st, and then you get the December 21st, which is the solstice, and then you get January. So you kind of have like bang, bang, bang. So which one do you choose to set your goals to, you know, look at how you're going to move forward? Personally, I think you look at them all. You don't take one and go, this is it. It's about, you know, combining them together. So what is the energy of the winter solstice, you know, where we are looking at our next quarter. And then, you know, everybody uses January 1st as their goal setting. Sometimes it's not the best chart though. You know, sometimes it's a bit of a crappy chart, you know, it's like, do I really want to set goals? Because I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep them, if I'm going to be able to make it. So, you know, it's kind of looking at that and looking at, okay, when's a good time? Well, I personally think that the shortest day of the year is a great time to take a snapshot and go, okay, what did I accomplish this year? You're not at the end yet. You're almost at the end. Take a look at, what have I accomplished? What's the energy moving into the little last little bit of the year? Maybe I can clean up some loose ends. I can finish off some things I needed to finish off, get ready for, you know, tax season or whatever it is that you're doing that way.
Why'd you gotta go there? I was all warm and fuzzy and with you, and then bam.
For For sure. Yeah. But you have to think about it, because once you get over the end of the year, if you didn't do all the stuff you wanted to do, you know, give away all your money and, you know, all those things that we do at the end of the year, then you get into tax season and you're like, oh, darn, I should have done something different, you know? So that's why we don't wait till January 1st to make those decisions. We start, you know, cleaning up at the end of the year, moving in, looking at what energy we've got. We have some really interesting energy coming into the end of this year. Tracy, I think somebody talked about the Venus retrograde, mm-hmm. that we're coming into. Very, you know, that's going to be a very interesting time. And the reason why it's super interesting is that Venus is not alone in this venture. She's actually been sitting with, you know, the big fellow called Pluto. And anyone who is, you know, starts to get that sort of lingo of, you know, Pluto is like the one that makes us shake in our boots. Ooh, Pluto, you know, what's he up to? Well, he's having a conversation with Venus. And it's probably not that nice. It's probably a little, it's like, you know, there's some things we need to look at. There's values that we need to maybe reinvent. We have to really, you know, Venus is about harmony. It's about finding harmony and what harmony means to you. Harmony is drawing love towards yourself, drawing art to, you know, something pleasing towards yourself. It's your values. What do I value? What do I value that I want to spend time with, that I want to draw into my environment? You know, for some people, that's artwork. For other people, maybe it's books. You know, it could be, you know, building things, you know, with your hands. It could be, you know, a tactile kind of art. It could be poetry, writing, singing. But it's really, it could be color. You know, what is it that you're drawing into your environment that is making you happy, joyful, that is bringing balance into your life? And Venus is having a really serious conversation with Pluto right now about, are we really drawing into our lives that which we value? Or are we just gathering stuff? Are we going into fear? You know, we've been having some really rocky roads, you know, over the last 2 years. And they're sitting down having a real serious conversation about that. And not only are they having that conversation, but Venus is doing a retrograde. And we've talked about retrogrades before. It's when the energy that we normally express outwardly turns inward, and it really will come deep inside us. This is something that I think we have a really great opportunity to look at. What do I really value? And do I need to have all that stuff? Maybe I do, you know, maybe that's what I value. You know, maybe I got to have those, you know, 300 books plus, or do I?
Now we know.
when does this happen? Because I'm already starting to do that. I'm like, why do I have this? I really don't think I need these things. So when does this kind of start?
She actually goes retrograde on the 19th.
Oh, so
I feel like just
cleaning things out.
Well, because she's been, even though she's going retrograde, she actually has been sitting with Pluto. They've been kind of hanging out together a little bit, for a little bit. So it's like, she's, even when she was, you know, when Venus is having the meeting with Pluto, it's that deal where, you know, the anticipation of the meeting coming. Oh, you know, Pluto's going to have a sit down with me. Oh my God, what am I going to say? Because he's going to ask me those hard questions. You know, what do I value? What do I need to change? Because really, Pluto is about change. And I know we've talked about Pluto before. For me, Pluto is when the caterpillar moves into the cocoon and he completely melts himself down into a soup, right? And when he does that, he doesn't have any anticipation of what he's going to create. He doesn't say, oh, I'm going to be a pink butterfly with purple spots. It's just this process of change that he knows needs to happen. And he just has to take the ego out of it. You can't deal with these kinds of intense energies with ego, right? You have to just let the process happen. So here Pluto is, he's in his cocoon, he's melted himself down into this soup, and he has no expectations of what he's going to be, but he knows he has to change. So for me, Pluto is about the change.
Yeah.
The transformation comes later. The butterfly with the wings that gets to fly and do all those beautiful things, that's the outcome. But even at that outcome, we can't control it through ego. It has to be a natural process. So this is the conversation.
Trust, allow,
yeah,
have faith.
Yeah. Have faith. Hope that I'm going to be a better human being when I come out the other side, you know? So this is a conversation that Pluto has been having with Venus. And even in, you know, the early stages of that, when Venus is about to have that conversation, she knows it's not a light conversation. It's a heavy conversation. So she has been in this mix, in this conversation with Pluto. And they really got tight on the 11th of December. So they literally had the sit down on the 11th of December. And then, you know, she's 1 degree away. So it's a very slow process from the 11th to the 19th. You know, she's still hanging out with him. I mean, it's not like one day, oh, it's done, it's over. It's a little bit of a long process. But now, so she's gotten up from the table, you know, the conversation they've had. And she goes to walk away and she's like, oh no, I think I need to sit down again. I think we need to discuss this some more because I don't really understand, or maybe I don't have a clear path or what, you know, whatever. I got to think some more with you, Pluto. So she sits back down at the table. This is the retrograde. She sits back down at the table and she says, let's go over this again. And it's this time, it's not just about all the stuff outside. It's about who am I as an individual internally, you know, and what can I let go of in myself that is impeding my happiness, that is blocking me from creating the harmony and the light and the love that I want to create in my life. What's doing that? And her and Pluto are going to have this big conversation about that. And
Pluto's going to be.
And now.
Yeah. Pluto's going to be frank, isn't he? He's just going to say, this is how it is. He's going to be blunt.
He's going to say, get your ego and set it over there, first of all. Because as soon as your ego comes into it, then the conversation's blown.
Yeah.
That's the first thing he's going to say. And that's not an easy task.
Yeah.
Because we are individuals, we are in a human condition. And when I say conditioning, what, you know, this is where we talk about memories. Mm-hmm. Memories have conditioned us to be this in this moment. This is conditioned human being. So, you know, we have to look at those conditioning elements to who we are, and can we let go of some of that?
I like to say a lot of times, and I think that's what you're saying here, is like we have an old tape running, and we just, it's like we're not really, that's what's running everything. It's like, what you mean by running the show? It's a memory, it's an event that happened back there, and we have framed it a certain way, and we just keep playing it over and over and over again, and it's dictating all of our present activities and how we believe in ourselves. What we think of ourselves, things like
that. And what we think
Yeah. And even what we think is creating harmony in our life. Mm-hmm. You know, even what we think, you know, what did once may not no longer serve us.
True. Yes.
You know? Yes. Yeah. So there's a lot of that that's going to go on. So that's like giving us a really big imprint on how we're moving through the end of our year. You know, this is kind of the end of the year. And I think it is a bit of a quieter time. We've had relaxation in all of the and all of the structure and strictness that we were experiencing, right? So like we had all of these things, you know, rules and regulations that we had to follow. And all of a sudden now, you know, things were starting, like in the summer, things started to get light a little bit lighter and people are getting, you know, a little happier. Now we're coming back into the winter and we're getting a little bit of restriction again. And there's a lot of fear tied up with that. Is it going to be the same as it was?
Right.
You know, some of that story. And that's what I want people to think about, that that's a memory. It is.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yes. It's not who we are today. We're in a different situation today, and allow it to play out and not put that memory and make that same thing play out. Because I really, even though, you know, I'm not saying everything's going to be gravy and easy. It can be though, right? We don't have to make it hard. We have a tendency to want things to be difficult as opposed to easy. So I want us to think about that, right? That, you know, it doesn't have to be hard. Healing doesn't have to, you know, you can heal hard, you can heal easy.
Yeah.
Which one do you choose? Which one do you choose? So I want us to think a little bit about that. I want us to feel like this is almost, it's an inward breath. You're going to inhale and you're going to let that energy settle. Don't be so fast to exhale. That's what Venus is going to give us. She's going to give us a little break, a little inhale. And let's center myself. And how do I feel? What do I want to create as my life? As I'm, you know, then, you know, she's going to exhale. She is going to exhale. It's going to be on the 29th of January.
That's a deep breath.
So it's a long inhale.
That's a deep breath. A long hold.
It's a little blue. But we are going to have time to think about it. We don't have to decide today, you know, whether I'm going to cull through half of my books or what it is, if whether I'm going to change the color and, you know, in my house to feel a little more relaxing or a little more, you know, who I am today. We don't have to do that today. We have some time to think about it.
Great.
What now do we value?
I'm cleaning my house. What color would I use?
What's I like color? That.
Yeah.
So she turns direct on the 29th, and I've got some other stuff to talk about, but I want you to know, even though she turns direct, she doesn't get, so right now she's at a place in the stars. She moves back through the zodiac, right? She goes all the way back, quite a few degrees back. Still in Capricorn, she stops, she exhales, begins to move forward, but it will take her until March 1st to get back to where she is today.
Wow.
Okay. So and that's called the shadow period. So you have the moving forward, stopping, moving back, having that conversation again. And she's not always in conversation with Pluto. Sometimes she gets a little out of range, and that just gives her, so she's not feeling burdened the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, she can't be under that much pressure
the whole time. So it just gives her a little break. And then she begins to move direct again. She meets up with Pluto again, and then she's on her way. And this happens, you know, once every year and a half or so. It's not like Mercury, which is constantly in, you know, we have three retrogrades a year. Venus is it's a very special process, I think, where it really does give us time to think about what we want. Now, of course, she's not, when she does this retrograde, she's not always doing it with Pluto. It just happens that this one, is the sit down is with Pluto. So that's why it's a little more serious this time, where we really, you know, and I think that everybody has had opportunity over the last couple of years to really think about some of these things.
Yes.
And I think what she's going to allow us to do in this time period is really put them in action. You know, so you've, over the last couple of years, you know, you value your friendships, you value your family, you know, you value your home and how you feel in your home, and the sacredness of that. And maybe you've realized that, oh, you know, I mean, I haven't been able to see my family for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Because I have to fly to see my family.
Yeah.
So, you know, it gives you a different perspective about that. And how, you know, I've had to learn how to be close to my family in other ways, through conversation, you know, through keeping in touch a little more often than, you know, you just can't jump on a plane and go out and see them. So, yeah, I think, you know, it gives us this opportunity to reevaluate those things. And when you can get together, you know, making sure that they are really special moments, you know, and Christmas is here and lots of people want to get together with family and really valuing those times, right? And it's not just about throwing a gift at each other and, oh, you know, here's your gift and off you go. It's like, no, spend time, look each other in the eye, you know, have a beautiful conversation. And you know, things like that. That's what I want people to think about or hope that they think about during this time period.
That's great advice, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so it's a long process. You know, we have a handful of months here that, or a couple that we can work with. And remembering that, you know, we have these bigger cycles, like this is a bigger cycle. It's not a huge long cycle, but it's big enough that we're going to experience it. We're going to feel it. Oftentimes on Venus cycles, Venus retrograde, really major things can happen if it hits in your own personal chart. It can be turning points for people. People even, you know, there's been lots of research on artists, especially because, you know, Venus is a patron of the arts. We look to Venus for artistry, you know, and oftentimes people will, you know, have that hit, you know, or their work might become, you know, more public during these retrograde moments when she has these really big pushes, you know, because it is literally she's moving inward. And then, you know, kind of exploding out as she, so it's a process that she goes through. So maybe we'll see some really beautiful music or art come out of this, you know, some new artists that come out of this, taking advantage of the retrograde. So there's a few other things that we could talk about. The other thing that we do as astrologers is we look at the chart itself set at the moment that, and what this chart is it is the sun moving into Capricorn. That's the solstice, at 0 degree Capricorn. So it moves in. What does the chart look like at that exact moment in time? And that kind of gives us, you know, a picture, just like we've talked about solar returns, Julia, and how, you know, a solar return gives us a snapshot of a year. So this gives us a snapshot of a quarter. And also, we can look at the new year, because I like to look at the new year chart as another overlay. But, you know, they are overlays of each other. So it's like not any one chart is the sort of the stagnant point. They kind of, it's like reading, you know, just like we read in our charts, we have the natal chart and then we have the transits and then we have, you know, other things that we overlay to give us a better picture, more in-depth picture of what's coming up. So those are some of the things I like to look at. I like to see, you know, what's going on with some of those things. And another thing that's super interesting, or I find super interesting as an astrologer, the same time that we have this Venus retrograde happening, the Venus Pluto, we have a really strong connection to the moon. And the moon at this time is out of bounds. That means that she's not in there's like a high and a low where the sun travels around, you know, around in our space, like where we see the sun traveling around. And the sun sort of controls everything within that, you know, it keeps everything in line, right? It keeps all of us, all the planets in line and everyone functioning, you know, in their own circular motion around the sun. Every once in a while, a planet will go outside of those bounds of the sun, almost like the sun just kind of can't quite reach it. So it becomes like its own little, ooh, I'm free, you know, I can do whatever without having all these rules from the sun. Mm. So the moon is going to be out of bounds over the next couple of months, periodically. And Can you imagine? Yeah. Well, can you imagine our emotions being out of bounds?
I was going to ask how that's affecting us emotionally.
Yeah. So, you know what I really want us to think about is you know, watching our emotions and if they get a little bit out of control, and you know, where it will really come in play is the emotional mind. So, you know, when you lay your head on the pillow, you know, when you're trying to go into sleep, yeah, and the emotional mind kicks up. Well, because the emotional mind is our memory. The emotional mind is all about memory, right? Mm-hmm. It's not our intellectual mind. Yeah. 1 + 1 = such and such. You know, it's not the working mind. This is the emotional mind. So if your emotions kick up and all of a sudden you find yourself a little more anxious, a little more, you know, caught up in the past motion, I want you to just go, oh, this is the moon out of bounds. It's only a blip.
I love that. This is just the moon out of bounds.
Just, you know, how much
I'm going to use that a lot, mm-hmm. Julia, just to let you know. Julia, the moon got about to get.
But here again, I'm wondering, like, when is this going on now?
And it's kind of like the moon will go in and out of, mm-hmm. like, it'll kind of wave in and out. So, you know, sometimes your emotions will be perfect. And then other times, all of a sudden, you'll be like, oh my God, was that my inside voice? Like, did I say that out loud?
I'm going to share this with every person I know. People are, I've seen that. And I'm guessing you have.
Well, I was asking because it's like you're in my head or something, because it's been at night, you know, it's like, there's a point in there, either I woke up and did something and I'm trying to go back to sleep and this stuff comes in. I'm like, why are you there? What are you doing there? I mean,
why is this popping
up? You know, I'm like, what are you trying to tell me? But it's like, why are you popping up? This is really weird. So yeah. I guess that's it.
Well, isn't it? And what I want you to think about is if the moon is out of bounds, then she's not being held under the rigid confines she's usually held under. Mm-hmm. So maybe it might be a good time to release.
That's kind of what I saw, is maybe it's something that's coming up and I need to let it go.
Yeah, and let it
go. Where have you been? I mean, I was like, you had to come out of a really remote nook and cranny kind of thing. I mean, it was so weird. It was so old.
And well, something that you thought you already dealt with.
And
I dealt with that 10 years
ago. I just remembered exactly what one of them was, and that's exactly what it was. It was like, it was something.
And it take a small thing, and it seems like it's huge, and it's like the reaction to it. It's like,
And that really is telling. That's the first key to going, okay, this is something I need to let go of, because, you know, why did this all of a sudden come out?
So I love that it's something to let go of rather than it's something I need to whatever, you know, it's like I need to work through again. It was like, we've already done this.
I think, Julia, I think that is an incredible point. It doesn't mean that you actually need to deal with it again. Maybe it was just this little tiny bit of leftover that just needed to be released. It just needed permission to really, you know, to just let it really go. It just like, it just kind of bubbled to the surface. And, you know, so maybe having a little statement of release, you know, I love you. You were, you know, a wonderful memory that I had, but, you know, I'm ready to let you go.
Treat it like a solicitor who left a message on your phone.
Goodbye.
I don't need. Goodbye. It was annoying that you called too. You left a message, really?
Head on out. Head on out. Yeah. And it will be a little bit like so. Sort of in the ins and outs of this. So there's a couple of days where we've got the moon out of bounds, and then we actually have the moon and Mercury out of bounds together. And this is going on.
What are we doing together? Oh man.
Yeah, because it's your working mind and your emotional mind. That's when you can really get caught up in some mind grind. But knowing, you know, knowing though, right?
Isn't knowing that the is best power. Thing? Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. Oh, this is, Tamara was talking about this.
Yeah.
Get out of my mind.
Yeah.
You know, just like, get out of there.
I write down all these phrases I have to use on Julia later. It's the moon and Mercury out of balance. It's not me.
Out of bounds. What are you doing out of bounds?
I'm going to have to get mugs made for that now. I'm not responsible for anything I say when the moon and Mercury are out of balance.
Out of bounds.
Oh, bounds.
Yes.
See, I don't even have it right.
But it is.
I have you, Julia.
Still need me.
I need you. Yeah. My listeners were off.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Yes.
I'm glad exactly that you keep coming back, Tamara.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Especially with all this stuff you tell us.
Well, I'm just trying to give you some tools so that when it does come up, you're like, not thinking it's not you. It's not you.
We're not thinking that we're crazy or
the moon
that
is
we're
out of bounds.
Yeah, it's just, hey, it's that planet.
Is there like a survival kit that you have offered online or anything, you know, where they have all those little tools and stuff that you can survive in the wilderness? We need an astrology survival kit.
There you go. I love it. And it'll be all these little sayings that you can pull out in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock.
Don't let your memory run the show.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. So, and you know, we have a full moon on the 19th. So.
Okay. I know it's coming. Yeah, so I see it out the window. I can see this light and I'm like, okay, it's coming.
That almost sounded like you were like, buckle up the seatbelt. Okay. The way you're like, okay.
That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to buckle the seatbelt up. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going for a roller coaster ride.
You're doing it.
Well, we've got the.
Okay.
Isn't that where you go, wee?
Let's do it together.
Everybody, let's go. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So we have the full moon, the Venus retrograde, and we have that moon Mercury out of bounds going on. So, you know, really just drink an extra cup of valerian tea. And
oh, she went tea. I was going to say whiskey, straight shots. That extra cup or bottle of whatever your favorite. Anything with a cork will do.
Yeah, yeah. Take an extra melatonin, whatever you got to do to get through the night. Yeah.
I think I have a tranquilizer or two left over for the dog. Okay. We're going to get through this. I'm loving that we are building a support team.
It's all a cycle. So, yeah.
And we're learning.
And it has a purpose. It has a purpose. You know, we are moving into, you know, we're moving into a new world in a sense. You know, as we start to move into next year, we are reinventing how we're doing things. We're reinventing how we're going to live, you know, and live a good life, not just, you know, not just survive. We want to have an idea of how we want to see our future.
Good. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, I don't think that everything, you know, astrologically, it doesn't show that everything is going to be over and done next year. I think we have another year of figuring all of this out. But the stronger, you know, if we use this Venus time to really create a strong vision of what we want in our future, that's more than half the battle.
So I have a question for you, because I heard somewhere that the United States is going into its Pluto return or something of that nature. Does that make sense? What could we expect as you're saying, I think we have a whole nother year of, you know, we're all figuring it out. Is that going to play a huge part for us, those of us who are in the U.S. with that Pluto return?
Oh, absolutely. And maybe that's why I started the conversation with the caterpillar going into the cocoon, melting itself down, but having to let go of its ego in order to create what is going to be the new you.
Okay. So what you're telling me, now I'm going to try and wrap this up for everyone in the U.S. Your moon is going to be out of bounds. Your Mercury is going to join it once in a while. You're going to be a big pile of soup for the next year while you're in the Pluto return and Venus is in retrograde, talking to Big Daddy Pluto, restructuring all of it. So just close your eyes, hold your breath, get through this next year, and then it's all going to start paying off. Is that right?
Faith, hope, trust, and allow.
And allow.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it will be a much better Tracy later as you come through this. But I don't want you to just hold your breath and not do anything. I want you to envision what is in this from now till March, right? So now you've got a little bit of time here to, because I really feel that the more harmonized you are, the more centered you are, then as you move into that Pluto return, the less painful it is.
Yes. Okay. That's great. Less pain is good.
Well, because that makes sense, because the centered, because you're not pulled and whipped around by whatever.
Yeah.
Weather comes around, you know, look at that. I mean, it's just, you stay solid within, in the one center area.
Yeah. Because change is good. Mm-hmm. It's not all, you know, it's not always easy for everybody. Sometimes, you know, people sometimes just don't do change well. You know, change can be hard, but if you're centered, and you know what you want to draw towards yourself, then you're really not, then change is good.
Yeah.
Really. It's not a bad.
You're putting out there, it's coming back to you of what you want. Mm-hmm. like you said, you know that you're wanting to change things, so you're putting it out there.
Yeah. And you know, maybe
evidence of it happening.
Yeah. You know, maybe envisioning that things are more homegrown, mm-hmm. you know, than offshore. Like that could be something that, you know, that when you know, it's something that I have become so aware of purchasing. Where am I purchasing? I may be purchasing it from Canada or from the United States, but where did it come from?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like taking that extra step and going, where do I really want to purchase? You know, where do I really want to buy this from? Because, you know, that deal of Venus is about what you desire. Right. So yeah. if it's a desire, if it's a want and not a need, then you can be super picky about where you get it from.
True.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's true.
We should be. We should be super. It's a want. It's a desire. It's not an essential need. That's Venus is about, you know, our desires, our wants, what we want to draw towards ourselves. The moon, on the other hand, is our needs. And that is, you know, the moon is about nurturing yourself. Can I feed myself? You know, can I keep, you know, can I make sure that I have a good place to lay my head at night? You know, it's the need. I need this in order to survive is it in a human form, but this is, I desire this to have this around me to enhance my life in some way. And that's really another thing that we want to think about over the next little while is, oh my gosh, 3 minutes left. Wow.
No.
That's fast, doesn't it?
What the heck? Oh my gosh.
Is my mascara running from? What?
So I guess that's really what I want to leave everyone with is to use this time wisely. What are your desires, and make sure that you really are surrounding yourself with beautiful things and you know where they come from and that they enhance your life. Don't just surround yourself with stuff because you can. Is it enhancing? What, you know, what is this doing for me? Why do I have this thing? Or do I need to give it to somebody else because maybe they are going to do something else with it, and you know, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So go through each of your items.
Time to clean house. You know,
clean house, but in a really thoughtful, mindful way. That's what I hope. I can't believe, oh my gosh, the time has just flown by.
How can people find you, Tamara, if they have questions or they want
they can
get with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, navigatingthestars.ca. astro@tamara.ca. You know, I teach classes at Kepler College.
So how are those on your site, or how can they find that?
Yeah. I mean, I have a link on my site and they can go to keplercollege.org to look at astrology classes. There's everything from the beginner, you know, someone who's never even dabbled, all the way up to someone who wants to be a professional. And you know, the whole point to using astrology is to take all that fear out of it. You know, this is coming, it's a cycle. It's okay. We'll be perfectly fine.
Yeah. Be on the roller coaster.
Yeah, have a little bit of fun.
Well, it sounds like it really creates a roadmap. You know, when you take a trip across the country, you know there's some areas that are going to be rocky and maybe very twisty and hilly and turny, and you might have weather in there. But you at least know it's coming, and you can kind of prepare for it, and you're not taken off guard. Whatever you want, I mean,
you can put your winter tires on, Julia.
Pardon?
Yes.
You can put your winter tires on with your chains and make sure you get through those. You know?
Yeah.
You can put the top back up on the vehicle so you don't get rained on. You know.
Thank you for being our winter tires, Tim.
Yes.
Julia, really quick, how do people find QHHT, be a practitioner, find a practitioner?
QHHTofficial.com for everything you could need. There you go. We're all perfect. On and all right. JuliaCannon.com for SoulSpeak and SoulSpeak online course, and TracyMahan.com
or go to QHHTofficial.com. Find me there as a practitioner. All right, everybody.
Yeah, that's our thank show. You so thank much, you. Tamara. This has been fantastic.
Lots of fun as always.
Thank you for having me.
We have our winter shoes on now. So yes. Winter okay. shoes and winter tires.
And your journal, bye, your journal book in hand with your pen. Journal. Yeah.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for coming. See you next week.